Special report here on FEMA's cover-up involving Lahaina in Maui. I believe that they've ordered a cover-up. They've ordered all the groups that are there, the nonprofits, the responders, and so on, to take down all photos and videos. The police have been harassing drone operators there. And the government itself is refusing to acknowledge the number of dead. There are still over 1,100 people missing, about half of them children. And yet the government of Hawaii refuses to acknowledge that those children were burned alive. Now, you have to wonder, why are they covering up photos and videos of the carnage? Can you think of any other fire in which they wanted to destroy evidence so quickly, or any other event in which they wanted to destroy evidence so quickly? And of course, one of the answers to that is 9/11 and also Waco, Texas. Why did they want to burn down the compound in Waco? Why did they want to remove all the rubble after 9/11? Why? Because they had to destroy the evidence of the controlled demolition. And in the case of Waco, they had to destroy the evidence that the government sent in men with automatic weapons to gun down innocent women and children who were part of that, you know, religious sect or whatever it was there in Waco, Texas. I forgot what year that was, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's always about destroying the evidence to cover up the crimes of the government. The same thing, Oklahoma City, you know, 9/11, like I said, Building 7. How about TWA Flight 800? You know, the worse the crime committed by the government, or in the case of TWA 800, that was committed by the U.S. Navy, but the worse the crime, the bigger the cover-up. Same thing with Nord Stream. Who blew up Nord Stream? The United States government with the help of the U.S. Navy. Massive cover-up. They can't let the truth be known. So what is the truth of what happened in Lahaina that they're trying to cover up? And we don't yet know the perfect answer, but it's pointing in the direction of directed energy weapons, DEW. Why do you think they don't want drones to take video footage to analyze the pattern of the fire? Because the more you analyze it and the more people share those videos online, the more it will become apparent that these are not normal fires. Something very strange was happening. The fire appears to have been started through non-natural processes, but also directed. And then on top of that, of course, you know, the sirens were turned off, the water was turned off. And now we just, I was just a guest on InfoWars with Ann Vandersteel, and she had a guest on, I think her name was Janelle or Jeanette from Hawaii, who said that FEMA came in and began interdicting the food supplies that the people were organizing. So when the people get together and try to distribute food to, you know, families and children and single moms and whoever's there that's hungry and starving and needs help, FEMA comes in and takes their food and then makes sure that it goes to waste in order to have more people starving, in order to have a bigger crisis, so they can call in more federal control over the situation and have more feds walking around and more police walking around intimidating people who are trying to help. Now, I got to ask you, in what kind of country do you see the government stopping people from helping each other? And the answer is, oh, a communist country, a fascist country. Those kinds of countries, that's where you see that happen. And that's exactly what you're seeing in the case of what's going on in the United States right now. The government is making the situation worse on purpose, and they're shutting down anyone reporting the truth. Even the local media can't get answers. The police aren't answering questions. The county, the mayor, the Maui officials, and also the Hawaii state officials, as well as the federal officials, none of them are providing any answers, and they're covering up the mass deaths. Now, one of the reasons they're covering up the deaths is because when the people of Hawaii come to realize that 500 of their children were burned alive, and while the fire department was called off and the water was turned off and so on, that the whole thing was engineered, you have a very real possibility of a mass uprising revolt against the corrupt criminal leadership of the state of Hawaii and also the federal government as well. And the last thing the feds want is the people of Hawaii staging some kind of an uprising and demanding answers. So America has become the Soviet Union, and the press has become Pravda. And now it's all just about covering up the truth, keeping it all quiet so that nobody knows and nobody can see, and the deaths aren't reported, you know, the 500 children plus probably burned alive. No one knows about them, and there will be no images of the bodies of the dead. But of course, whenever the corporate media wants to push images of dead children, you know, remember the whole, was it the white helmets thing in Syria and Afghanistan a couple years ago? And they were claiming that, you know, the Taliban or the Russians were murdering children. You saw all kinds of images of dead children then. When the Western media wants you to see dead children, they show you dead children. Have no illusions. There's no cultural respect for the Syrian children or anything like that. No, they show you dead children when they want you to be mad, when they want to invoke anger. They'll parade dead children's bodies all over the media day and night. But when it comes to dead Hawaiian children that were burned alive by either government engineering or government incompetence, or maybe a combination of those two, then, oh, no, you can't see those images. So probably some enterprising independent media journalist is going to end up getting his or her hands on some of those images and smuggling them out of there. And those are going to get published, or at least some of them will at some point. And we will probably end up seeing some of these across independent media, but you'll never see them in mainstream media, and you're supposed to just pretend that this didn't happen. So 1,000+ lives destroyed, exterminated, many of them turned to literal ash. And the United States government, FEMA, and the Western media are engaged in a massive cover-up to bury the truth of what happened. And I ask you, if there were nothing to cover up, why the cover up? You know, how they always say when they're pushing surveillance and Big Brother technology to keep an eye on you, they're like, oh, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to be afraid of. You know, you shouldn't have anything against this. Well, you have nothing to hide. Well, what does the government have to hide in Lahaina? Something big, something massive. Because the extent that they're going to cover it up is an indicator of the degree of the crime they carried out against innocent Hawaiian families and children. They've done something horrifying there, and the evidence is obviously discoverable. I mean, they're practically screaming this. They're screaming out, you know, don't look there, which means we should be looking there. So any of you who are in Hawaii, or you have access to this location, if you can get in there and you can take photos and videos and get all the footage that you possibly can and post it on all the free speech video platforms, you know, Brighteon.com, for example, or Rumble or wherever else, you post those videos so that the public can begin to put the pieces of the puzzle together and can analyze that video footage. You don't even have to analyze it. Just get raw footage and raw videos and post it and let us know so that we can share those assets with the rest of the world and people can start to analyze it and put it all together. It's kind of like in J6. J6 was also a massive government engineered false flag operation followed by a massive government cover-up where they wouldn't release, you know, the camera footage from that day. Why? Why wouldn't they release the camera footage? Because they carried this out. And they had police officers or Capitol Police as undercover Antifa operators carrying out, you know, some of the violence and property destruction and so on, and whipping up the crowd and trying to create a, quote, insurrection. This was a government operation, probably spearheaded by people like Nancy Pelosi and Senator Feinstein and others, and, you know, the Biden regime and the Obamas and the Clintons, to try to create this narrative that all conservatives and Trump supporters are terrorists who are trying to overthrow the nation. While in reality, of course, it's the Bidens, Obamas, and Clintons who have overthrown the nation and have stolen this nation from the people by rigging elections and carrying out false flags and mass murdering people and covering it up, which is exactly what we're seeing in Hawaii right now. So it's all the same plan. When they run a cover-up, it's because they have something big to hide. And right now, I'm wondering, what's the secret that they desperately want to bury? What is that secret? I bet you there's something right there that would blow this whole thing up, blow up the narrative. It's going to come down to the right person being able to find it and photograph it or videotape it and get it out to independent media, get it over to InfoWars and Alex Jones and his crew, or get it to me or others who are out there, and it's going to blow this whole narrative wide open. So keep digging and keep posting and keep asking questions. Thank you for listening. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.